can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists,
But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone. Now, let's start the timer. Jay, how do you feel today?
Well, smidge chaotic. Work as usual, still crazy. Then my realtor was notifying me that suddenly now I'm getting flooded with people that want to go see it, then my house. So great, wonderful news. I got an offer today also without even seeing the house. But the people, what was it? It was their loan maxed out $10,000 less than I've got it listed for, and they need me to pay $8,000 closing costs. And I was just like, listen, no. Just no. I feel like I can get higher, and even if I'm not, I'm going to get somebody that I at least don't have to pay closing costs for, so no.
Right.
If I do that. Then on top of that, I'm leaving work, so all this is happening at once. I'm leaving work, and I get a call from my apartment, and somebody's water burst somewhere above me.
Oh my God, is your apartment okay?
My apartment's fine. Like, okay, I was leaving right as they said that, and they're like, we're going to come in your apartment and check. Is that okay? And I'm like, well, yeah, duh. And I get in here and I walk around, everything's fine. And so basically, when we texted about shifting our recording time, I was like, yeah, I'll be in a couple minutes. And as soon as I was done in the bathroom, they're knocking on my door to come in and see. And so I'm like holding Reggie, and they're like roaming my apartment in this cluster. And I'm just in my fat PJs about to go to the gym. And it's been a bit of a chaotic day. But I hope they don't hear this. I assume they're never going to find my podcast, but the people across from me seem like they got quite a bit of water in their apartment. And they're a very annoying family. So I'm hoping this moves them.
I mean, I feel
that's
like
so shitty.
Like maybe 10 people listen to this podcast. So, you know, you're probably safe. But it's just all of them.
Speaking of, now that I've been focusing less on TikTok and all the others, I'm wondering if I can get our therapy one moving on YouTube. And that's what I'm kind of working with the BNS podcast, too. So I think I'm going to focus a bit more on YouTube. Anyways.
The therapy one is super low energy. I like it this way.
I love it this way, except I feel chaotic right now. Anyways, I had a chaotic last, I don't know, 2 hours. How was your day, or how are you, Anthony?
I'm good. It was not as chaotic for me today. I went to work. It's been really slow today because we finally resolved all those issues I've been bitching about through nothing at all. I might be a little sick. I might be coming down with something, but I'm not sure yet. I'm at that point where, like, I've got the tickle in the back of my throat, and it could really go either way.
Do you ever take zinc when you are feeling sick?
You know, I don't. I take magnesium and vitamin B every day are my two supplements. The magnesium is supposed to help with my tension, but I still feel a lot of like shoulder and muscle tension.
I always, you can get those like dissolvable zinc tablets that you're supposed to take when you feel a cold coming on. And I mean, it may be placebo for me, but I always feel like it's helped a little bit.
Maybe I might check it out. I just, I'm not sick yet. I just have that like feeling in the back of my throat and I get like a mild cough.
That's exactly when you're supposed to start shoving these things in your mouth.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll check it out and see. Cause you know, Lord knows I'll take anything at this point. And
yeah.
Yeah. But if we might have that coming on, we're on day 21 of, dry January. And
ooh, that's so right.
That has been very interesting. I actually thought I would have a lot more energy. And I mean, I have mildly more motivation, but I don't know that my energy's come back. I did go to the gym yesterday, though. I went to the gym for the first time in months. And
better than me. I've been going back for the first time in years.
Yeah, so I went back yesterday. Well, mostly because I'm over half the month into dry January. I thought maybe I'd lose some weight just not drinking, but apparently not. Apparently I'm not drinking enough to contribute to my weight gain.
Yeah, I don't either.
So here we are. Either that or I'm compensating with, like, food. But either way, I was like, you know what? I really need to get back into the gym. I've noticed, like, my joints and stuff hurt a lot recently, and I think it's the weather. And I'm like, okay, you're 40 now. Like, you've got to do something to take care of yourself just a little better as far as this is concerned, because you can't be sitting here getting a sore hip and a sore knee sitting at a bar, just sitting there. Like, that's literally all we did Saturday is we went and saw this drag show with our friends in Stillwater. And I just sat at the bar. And by the time we left, I was like, my hip and my knee hurt. Probably a combination of the cold and like just stuff happening and just sitting there. But I was like, oh my God, you can't be doing that. Meanwhile, one of the drag queens was like doing flips and shit in the bar. And I have no idea how she was doing it because that bar was like not packed, but it was full enough that I kept thinking like she was going to kick somebody in the face.
Good. No, I'm kidding.
No, super impressive. So, Penny, if you want to go on Drag Race and somehow you hear this, you should go on Drag Race. You're very talented. Anyways, I don't make those decisions, but yeah, I think I'm doing okay. I'm a little on the, I don't know, this is in a weird place. We've got our upcoming, we want to move to Minneapolis by the end of the year, if we can make it happen type situation. Not stressed about it, but I am like, I don't know. I'm just in a weird place. We're in this state of flux and I like parts of it and other parts of it feel very unfamiliar. And yeah, so I'm just in weird headspace. Not bad. It's not negative. It's just like weird. It's different.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that.
Yeah. And I also think with the inauguration happening yesterday as we record this, and then like, I've been really trying to avoid the news around it because I just don't need to get sensationalized at this point.
Yeah, that is actually something I've been doing, which is odd for me because I'm a person who likes to be very well informed. I like to know what's going on so I can kind of have a thought process on it, an opinion, a debate topic, anything. Like, I'm aware of what's happening. And I have done nothing for this. I have not listened to anything. I have read no news about it. I don't want to be involved. I'm starting to understand the ignorance is bliss situation a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean,
because there's nothing I can do right now.
There's nothing you can do anyways. I mean, if, you know, old boys up there signing executive orders and shit, there's not much anybody can do.
So I'm out. For my own sanity and my own like clean bill of mental health, I don't want to deal with it.
Yeah. I used to think that was sort of like turning a blind eye and, you know, a negative thing, but I realize now, like, you can't necessarily the things that you can't change, know mm-hmm. about them or not. And
I can be mad all day.
Yeah, and if you aren't taking care of your mental health to some degree, then you're just doing yourself a disservice, and you're not going to be able to help in any capacity at that point.
Yeah.
So, it's frustrating because I hear secondhand things because people still text me about it. And there's like one group chat I have with a couple of friends, and I really like them, and they're just great people. But there's no like filter on it. And there are times I just want to be like, look, guys, just don't for a while. Just like a week off, man. If you want to message each other directly, do it. But like, not here.
I mute group chats on situations like that when they get overwhelming in things I don't want to be involved in. I just go over and silence them so I'm never notified of them. Because I don't have it in me. I've realized that I think for a long time I've been in a bit of a depression, and this Wellbutrin that I've been flipped on is helping get me out. And I'm just like, I want to make sure I continue that path for now. So
yeah,
I am backing away from things that could turn me the opposite direction.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to get back in the gym this week, where I was like, okay, I finally feel like I have the want to do it. Not like I'm like, oh yeah, I've got to get in the gym, but like, I'm going to the gym, and I don't feel like that's a daunting task. I feel like I can just go and do it.
It's such a nice feeling to me. Ironically, kind of gone through the similar thing. I'm not doing exactly dry January. I mean, I've cut back and I started going to the gym, and it was because I stopped and went, okay, you're 35. Life is flying by really fast. And I don't want to be one of those people that age snuck up on me. And I'm like, I'm hunched over a little bit. I shuffle when I walk. I can't get around as easy because I did nothing to maintain my health better.
Right.
And so I was like, you need to step in now and start taking care of yourself and prep, so that way you're not shocked when age hits you at a certain point and you're just in better condition. So like, I'm only at 3 days a week right now, and I do an hour because that's what I can squeeze into my schedule. But I know that as I keep doing this and kind of enjoying it, which is not what I expected, I could see myself extending into like another day or expanding my time and all, because it's kind of enjoyable. I actually enjoy it now, which, God, I can't tell you how weird that feels.
I mean, the last time I was in a really good gym habit was probably like 2019 at the very end of the year, when I was like in a really good habit, like not just I go every now and again, blah, blah, blah. I was going 5 or 6 days a week, and I enjoyed it. I didn't even probably there were most of those days I wasn't even there an hour. I was just there 30, 45 minutes, maybe 50. But I was doing it 5 or 6 days a week. So I was staying consistent, and I lost like 40 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, I lost a little weight, but my eating habits also weren't great. But I used to go 5 days a week. I was also a cardio queen. All I did was do something cardio for 45 minutes to an hour. And but I'd go every morning before work, and I hated it every single time. I don't know what's different about this time. I don't know if I've changed my mindset.
Are you doing cardio only again?
No.
Yeah, that might be it, because fucking cardio, man. Ugh.
I mean, I like cardio. I just hate the gym.
I like cardio outside of the gym. I like cardio when it's hiking and trail running. That I enjoy. But whenever I'm in the gym and I'm doing cardio, it is the worst feeling ever. I would rather sit around with absolute writer's block for 7 hours than be in the gym for 30 fucking minutes doing cardio. I would rather put nails underneath all of my fingernails, underneath my eyelids, underneath all my toenails, and up my nose than do cardio for 30 minutes at the gym. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I do think there is something to that in the sense that cardio, you're in a gym, you're standing still. And for me, I need to feel like I'm being productive in a sense. Mm-hmm. And when I'm doing like leg workouts and arm workouts, upper body, stuff like that, like I'm actively pushing around, trying stuff and challenging myself a little bit. So I feel like it's productive. Cardio, like after you do it for a little bit, your muscles get used to it.
Yeah.
And I just feel like I'm standing there sweating, wasting time when I could be doing something else.
Yeah. And strength training is a really, it's a great way to lose weight faster. If you combine it with some cardio, you will lose weight a lot faster than you will just doing cardio.
Yeah. Cause I mean, your weight, your strength, you're burning that fat to turn it into muscle. Mm. So, yep. I mean, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I did a leg workout last week and legit fell off my couch went after the gym because I was trying to stand up to go to the bathroom.
I
did not realize
that
I'd worked the muscle so much that I stood up and went, oof, when I just landed.
I was doing dumbbell presses yesterday, actually. It's the first time I've done this in forever. So I just did 25 pounds because Joe knows, but I'm really bad about getting back into the gym. And the first like week I go balls to the wall and then I hurt myself and then I can't go for like 2 weeks. And then I don't want to go the third, like after I actually am healed.
Yep. 2 weeks off will fuck it up.
Yep. So I was like, you know what? I know you're going to want to feel like you should do heavier weights and like you should be doing more, but just take it easy. Give yourself a slow start. Let yourself get back used to it. Let your body get used to the, like what that's like, and let like all of your control muscles to get like back to where they need to be.
Yeah.
And so I was proud of myself yesterday because I really did take it easier on myself. If I felt like I could do like maybe a little more weight, I still was like, you know what? Do a couple more reps instead. Like just for now, keep yourself, push it enough to get something out of the workout, but don't push it so hard that you're gonna hurt yourself, because that's something that I'm really bad about.
I my first week I started pretty light because I didn't, how do I say it, I didn't want to shock myself where I was just like, I can do all this stuff and then tear stuff wrong.
I didn't want to impress myself too bad.
I didn't want to be like, wow, look what you can do. No, when really, I think I sat down, I went, this is so heavy. And then after a few reps, I was like, never mind. I could probably do more. So then like each time I've been to the gym, I've been able to increase it and kind of been impressed with myself. So,
yeah, I do keep a tracking app specifically for that because I do need to know what I did last time. It's easier to, because I tell myself in my head that I'll remember it. And then the next time I go, I'm like, okay, what did I do last time? Especially after I get into a good habit on going every week, it becomes more difficult to remember what it was I did the week before.
Oh, what's been helpful for me is when I'm doing like free weights or kettlebell, what's been happening is I've been at the end of this rack and now I move down to the next rack. So I have that memory of going, I start here and move up now.
That's fair. I can't do that because
I could finally go above 5 pounds. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, listen, if that's where you got to start, it's where you got to start. I feel like that's one of those things that keeps people from the gym a lot is not wanting to look like you're weak. But I mean, the whole point of going to the gym is to get stronger. So, you know,
I really had that fear for a long time. And for some reason going in this time, I'm like, they don't know my situation. They don't know that I could have some sort of medical deficiency. Fuck you. I'll do whatever weight I want.
I mean, that was just, I was like, you know what? You need to take it easy. You're not here to impress any of these people. You're here to do things for your own health. You've got your own fitness goals. You've got your own life goals. And working out does help with my attitude. It helps me to feel better, and I know that, and so it's hard for me to like justify not doing it in a way, except to just be lazy. And there's not really such a thing as laziness, but I also understand having to push yourself to do it when you don't want to do it sometimes.
I think last Friday I struggled to make myself go, and then I was just like, it's your last day of the week. Just fucking get it over with.
I like doing, honestly, Friday is usually whenever I'm in like a regular routine, Friday is usually my longest day at the gym because it shoulders, buys, and tries. But
sounds like a
but
song.
The whole thing is normally if I'm in like if I'm not doing dry January after I work out on Friday and I'm like shower changed, I can come home, I can have a drink, I can treat myself. And so I'm like, yeah, you did extra work at the gym today. Now you get to have like snacks.
More booze.
More booze. Yeah. So it's in my head, I'm like, you could do that. And I just, it's a slow mentality shift. And I think for the longest time recently, I've been trying to do everything overnight. And when I don't do it overnight, I get really disappointed in myself and I get really depressed and I think that I'll never do it. And then that causes me to not do it even more because I'm so depressed about it. And it's like writing and working out are the two major things that I struggle with making sure I do.
Yeah.
Because they both require regular activity to do well with them. And so the gym, I have gotten back into. I started reading a book on chakras, which I've been like interested in as far as meditation and like aligning your chakras and healing your chakras. I don't know. I'm one of those people, and I know we discussed this on the other pod. We may have talked about it on this one, but I'm one of those people that's like, I'm a skeptic, but I also find value in the restorative powers of belief in things. Like there is something to be said about believing that something helps you.
I think that's where I'm at. I'm skeptic of everything, but I also am like, but if there's some truth to it there, I want to be open to it.
I mean, there is, I think one of the things that it does help me with things like chakras and meditation and like in that type of Eastern tradition is that scientifically at a quantum level, we really are just energy. So it would make sense that we have energy centers in our body.
That's why let it kind of
there's
be there.
Yeah. And still in the false self, some of the true self exists. But, you know, it's so I've been getting a little bit back into that because I used to have a decent meditation practice and I know that I need to get back into doing it. And so I have all these things that I want to do and I keep expecting myself to do it overnight. And I will say I'm giving myself a lot more leeway with it and a little bit more of a runway with how I want to get back into a decent routine. So, you know, not pushing myself over really hard with it, not giving myself a hard time about not doing it all today.
Yeah. I've realized building this schedule that I have for myself during the weekdays where all the necessary stuff get done. It's built in so mentally I'm prepared for it. I don't get tired the moment I leave work so I can just go home and sit down like I'm good at doing. It's inspired me to do, like, here and there, I'll be like, you know what? You could empty the dishwasher really quick rather than waiting longer. Or so it's gotten me in healthier habits of things like that, not procrastinating things as much. Which then, at the weekends, I've been more productive on the weekdays. That now, on the weekends, I don't feel guilty when I'm doing things that I want to do, that I focus a little more on me. Like this last weekend, I animated and made a little cartoon and posted it on YouTube. And it was fun to do. I really enjoyed it. I sat on my ass the whole time, but it felt so fun to me and enjoyable and it was fulfilling. And so I'm like, okay, this schedule that I've designed is benefiting me in more ways than I anticipated. So I'm seeing the pleasure in this structure that's helping a lot.
Well, that's good too, because that's like you're exercising our creative outlet. So you're not just sitting there. I mean, you might physically be sitting there, but you're doing something creative, which is really healthy.
Yeah. Which I've been wanting to do things creative, and I feel like I kind of hyperfixate on creation for a bit, and then I almost guilt myself where I don't just have a steady flow of it, because I'm like, you're wasting your time on this when you could be doing something else. When sometimes I have to recognize that having patience in what I'm doing could benefit me more than just trying to see these exotic results immediately on other things.
Yeah. Well, that's where I think my biggest hurdle when it comes to making sure I keep a creative habit is like negative self-talk, telling myself that I'm not like worthy of creating in some ways. Like, you'll never do this for a living, or this will never become anything, so why even do it? And it's all of that little thing. Well, I say little thing. It's big things. It's big things in your head. I mean, you build them up, and you know, it's hard to climb over them until you get them externalized.
Yeah.
So that's most of what keeps me from doing that, is not just, it's not really a writer's block so much as it's negative self-talk, a lack of belief in myself and in doing those things, and just building them up to these giant mountains in my head when I should just be doing the process and enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels good to finally kind of enjoy what I'm doing and look forward to doing more instead of just being like, all right, well, I got this done. Now I wasted all my time on that. I should go do other things. And I feel happy doing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it makes a big difference. And I think like, even just getting back into reading about chakras and trying to like focus myself in that direction, like I was talking about earlier, feels like a step in the right direction, not just for my mental health, but also for my creative health.
Yeah.
Because that type of spirituality gives me a little bit more whimsy in my life. Something that is less physical, something that's a little less tangible, which helps me to kind of free myself of those types of mental barriers, I guess, you know, where you feel like, what's kind of the point? And you're getting in your own head about like the reality of things. And that really just bars the creative process, because being creative is about, and especially when you're working on fiction, like, it's about suspending reality. It's about remembering that anything can sort of happen in fiction. So you don't need to necessarily have everything be 100% real. If you're trying for realism all the time, it's going to feel gross. It's not
right.
Providing escape. It's just putting you right back here, but with, you know, extra steps.
Yeah. And I think I also beat myself up a lot because internally my brain's like, what you do with your spare time should, like, your hobbies should make you money. Like, I've been forced into that belief a lot of, you should always, if you want to be successful, you have to always be moving. You have to always be doing something that brings you value. And I think I'm finally trying to wash that away a little bit and not be on the sense where I'm like, no, not at all. My spare time is mine. I'm going to waste it. But I think I want to start believing that the things that I actually enjoy most could actually work out to be something profitable over time. For example, with this animations, if I keep getting better with them and posting them and they start getting a lot of views on YouTube, then, you know, you can monetize off that. It can expand into something else. And so I'm just like, maybe stop trying to see immediate results over everything.
And I think that's where I'm struggling with it as well, is that I feel like I've put this pressure on myself to be successful with it, to make it successful.
Yeah.
And by successful, I mean it needs to make me a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I forget that, you know, art is art, and it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, it can make money, but it doesn't need to be about the money. It can be about the art, which I also get really irritated with other people about, where I'm like game studios is one that drives me insane, where they've taken this sort of art that has been introduced to the world since the 1970s and 80s, and you know, we have this thing that was becoming its own artistic outlet, and they've ruined it by monetizing it all the time.
Yeah. And it's funny, like, my brain says, oh, it's good to monetize on it, but when I watch all this stuff on YouTube that I like that has grown big and now they're monetizing on it and then they're doing stuff for ads, I'm always just like, it's lost the realism now because now you're just bought out.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, I get it, because if you could do what you wanted to do, if you could do something that you really enjoyed for a living and that was the price to pay, I would probably do it too.
100%. I'm not judging them. That's,
yeah.
No, when I say that, I'm not just like, ugh, you're bad now. My brain just goes, ugh, it's lost the realism, but I totally understand why you're doing it. Like, same. I would do the exact same thing.
Sometimes I wonder if me feeling like that whenever I see other people get success is like this
jealousy.
Subtle, it's jealousy. It's got to be.
100%. Same here.
I know it is. It's envy.
It's
so,
especially watching those YouTube kids that were 18, 19, early 20s, just millionaires.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah, I get it. I get jealous of that. And I know that, like, I feel like I say I know I shouldn't, but it's a natural feeling to feel like that because you have things you want in your life. When you see other people get them, it's hard not to feel that way.
Well, and you get stuck in the career lives you do that you don't enjoy as much, that don't bring you the joy that you need. And so you watch these other people making a lot more money, potentially doing stuff that they enjoy more. And I'm like, how do I get that? Yeah. And then everyone's like, well, it's your path. You need to control it. And I was like, I don't think you understand how difficult it is to take this play-by-play book that you've been surviving on your entire life and completely scrapping it and starting over with everything you haven't learned.
Yeah, it's very hard to relearn, especially at this point in life. But, you know, it's like RuPaul said that his life didn't start until he was 40.
That's it. So I just keep hoping it gets cooler when I get older. Starting right
Same.
Now.
Right now.
And we're out of time. Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone, and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the U.S. or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it, and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.